Smash Factor.
Ripping driver, going for it. Oh my goodness.
How about that tee shot?
That is crazy how far that is.
Wow. John Daly, take a back seat, big fella. How about that drive?
That's an aggressive line.
Look at this, he's just driven the green. He has just driven the green.
I guess, hello world, huh?
Welcome to the Smash Factor, another week on the PGA Tour. We get the Genesis Invitational, Tigers event, wrap up the West Coast swing. A little crazy week last week with the weather off and on and trying to guess the wind, and especially Sunday looked like, you know, it was going to be, should have been terrible, and it got a little bad late, but a lot better scoring conditions earlier than I think most thought it would be. But in general, multi-course, multi-weather, it always is tricky at times. Decent tournament overall. Hit Showdown again. Showdown remains absolutely on fire. The community did well. I had a 10K hit on round one. Hopefully can keep that kind of streak or momentum going on Showdowns and bring it to Maine eventually. Bubbled on Maine, 2 out of 3. Both of them were cashing all weekend and fell out late on Sunday. The third lineup was terrible. It had, I think, fortunately, the way the core went, but most of my bad plays were all in one lineup. Siwoo, Thor, Cootie, Stevens, and then the other two were mixed with decent, just not enough of the right mix up top to get it done. But close, we were right there. Saw some good wins overall. There was pieces there in the core to definitely get it done. Getting closer, at least, on that. Showdown remains solid. This week will be, only one course, but should be potential advantages. We'll see how the weather shakes out. I think in general, because of how tight they're going off and what I see right now, this is a late Tuesday night. I'll put this out around lunch Wednesday. I don't think anybody's going to get a big advantage, at least early on the first 2 days before the cut. And we'll get to that. It's a small cut, but there is a cut. Matchups went 4-2 on the betting side. We hit Bridgman for a top 20. Those small wins help offset when you're missing. Barely missed a first round leader. I know we missed Nat by one on one of the courses and the other one by two on the other. But I thought we were going to get Nat, and I think he got overtaken late for the first round leader, but was close there. So betting's been positive. We've hit some outright first round leaders. Showdown's great. Maine's close. Hopefully we can put it all together this week out at Tigers Tournament. If you'd like to join the site right now, use the code Tiger, 30% off all packages, content or full site. Full site gets you access to all the tools, PGA model builder, lineup builder, all the NFL tools for when that comes around. It's all one price for everything, but obviously NFL's wrapped up. You can get it as low as $7 a month for, if you do the annual price, it comes out to $7 a month on content, $14 a month on full site, $10 a month if you just do it monthly, and $20 a month monthly if you don't want to do the annual. It does include a 7-day risk-free trial. So a lot of positive momentum as we slowly head towards the Players, the first big millie of the year, and then the march to the Masters. Of course, we're at RIV this week. Mentioned Tigers event. 72 guys in the field. There is a cut. Top 50 in ties and anyone within 10 shots. We have seen it's fourth year of this being a signature, but I think third year maybe being a cut, and maybe all of them. I know Tiger wanted this to be a cut, and I think Jax is a cut, and maybe Arnold Palmer's is a cut, that are signature events. But we've seen, in theory, I mean, it looks like it wouldn't be that big of a factor, but you get one or two, and we have had one or two chalk pieces miss, it can be significant, even though you may only have 10 to 15 guys missed the cut with that within 10 shot rule. It can be significant. You can kind of blend it though. I mean, you could attack it like, hey, I'm just going to assume all my guys are going to get 4 days and kind of attack it like last week with a no cut. Or you can, you know, take it into the fact of trying to fade some chalk that you think could potentially miss. There's many ways to go about it. Par 71, 7,300, four par threes, three par fives. Obviously, the potential par four there is drivable. It's one of the toughest tests on tour every single year. Fairways can be tough to hit, but you're not as penalized as much if you don't hit them. Kakua rough and fairways, they can be sticky. Quick greens, we'll see how that is impacted this week overall. Lot of rain pre-tournament. It looks like all the rain should be moved out right as the tournament starts, or maybe a little bit into it. But it's still going to be windy and cold. Thursday looks brutal in general. It looks better tonight than it did 24, 36 hours ago. But it's still, you know, low 50s, high 40s, tons of wind. But the rain looks less and less likely to be, you know, hindrance all throughout the day, like maybe 24 hours ago. Friday looks similar, but the winds completely die down, and it doesn't look like any rain. So they should be a lot better scoring conditions. It's going to be soft. There's just been a lot of rain there, but it's going to be cool. The ball's not going to fly as far. You know, which guys don't like playing in cold weather, because it's not going to warm up hardly at all this whole week. Even Saturday, it's similar to Friday, and it does warm up a little bit. And Sunday, but Sunday picks back up with the wind. Small chance of rain on Sunday. Not really factoring Saturday and Sunday a whole lot right now. More so to see, was there any big things to pay attention pre-cut? And there's really not, because these guys are going to go off in such a tight pack, only 72 of them, that I don't see a big advantage right now. Obviously, that could change by tomorrow night when we do final thoughts and everything, but as of now, I'm not factoring the weather as it comes to, you know, stacks or waves. And there's not really true stacks or waves per se, but and with such a small cut percentage, you know, I'm probably still just going to focus on the guys I think they can do best overall in the tournament. Cut probably around even to minus one. Could see it plus one, somewhere in that range if it does play a little tougher those first 2 days, especially with Thursday being kind of brutal. You could see plus one, plus two. Wouldn't shock me. Winner typically, remember last year, just in case you're looking, I just saw, you know, Ludwig won last year, but it was not here. It was at Torrey. So I don't have any of that data or any of that information in this. I'm just focusing on Riv. But prior to that, you know, Hideki, Rom, Neiman, Homa, Scott has won here twice. Bubba's won here twice. DJ, typically you see 17, 18, 19 under kind of win this. And I think it probably won't get up to that just based on the weather and how everything is. I see it closer to like a 15, 16 under wins. And like the last 3 years that was here, you had 17, 17, and 19, but you had a three-stroke, two-stroke, two-stroke win. So the winner was kind of up there. You had one guy kind of get up there, but second place down, you know, wasn't quite as high. I mean, you get to 12 under, you're sitting pretty decent, you know, come Sunday and having a chance. Runner-ups here, Willie Z, Homa, Morikawa, Cam Young, Finau. Just to give examples, Finau back in 2018 as well. So he's been run up a couple times. Stats I'm looking for this week: good drive, stroke gain irons, good approach, par 5 DK scoring, stroke gain, ball striking, and then overall bogey avoidance mixed in with putting, course fit, and recent form overall. Can't remember exactly. I think it was in the low, like 15 of these guys have not played it. 15 or 20 of these guys haven't played it at all. And several haven't played it in this format. That in all since 2020. So it's been a mix of a little bit. It always had a pretty good feel, but it was always a cut before 2023. Excuse me. So keep that in mind if you're looking at, you know, a guy finished 25th in 2023, not quite the same as, you know, before. There is a cut now, but, you know, it was a bigger cut. It was a full field back, you know, when Neiman won in 2022 per se versus the last 3 years when there's 70, 72 guys or whatever. Salary ranges for me, 10K, three, I mean, not for me in general, three in the 10K range, eight in the 9K range, 10 in the 8K range, 21 in the 7K range, and 30 in the 6K range. Pretty much kept it similar to last week. 3,000 Scheffler over Rory, and then you don't have a 5K range. So I kind of like it. I'm interested to see how that runs out, because it's, especially with a cut, I find it hard to go Scheffler this week. I didn't go Scheffler last week, and I didn't see at least many of the contests I monitor. There wasn't Scheffler lineups in the optimal, or that won the contest. That's obviously two different things. I look at both. I care more about what won the contest, because, you know, no one's going to spend $46,500 on optimal. No one's leaving $3,500 on the table. So I look at it just to take a glance, but I also want to know what really won the contest, and was it a balance, all that. I don't know. Do I think he's too high priced because it makes it tough? No, because there's guys that cash. You cashed with Scheffler last week for sure, and he didn't win. So, I mean, maybe if he wins, can you get lineups there? Sure. I just think it's less outs when he's 3,000 above a Rory. And it really depends on, you know, how the lower ranges go. If you get 5, 8, 10 of these guys in the low sevens and sixes that are up there in that top 18, 15, the mix and match method will definitely get there, which I mentioned last week. The contest also matters. You know, if you're in that big $25 with 50,000 lineups, there's a greater chance of a Scheffler combination getting there, because there's just so many more lineups, versus if you're in the 254 max with how many lineups that has, you know, 200-300 lineups, there's not many potential combos there. So it's easier to kind of be, you know, go the way you want to go. I'm interested to see what they do for the players, which will be a full field in a big contest, obviously a Millie Maker, and then the majors, especially the Masters. Do they bring back the 5K like they did last year? Do they tighten up the pricing because you have a lot of more, you know, better players? But you have a ton of great players here this week, and he's still 3,000 above the field. So it seems probably a little high price to me, but, you know, interested to hear what the industry says tomorrow. I'll be listening to it all day as I'm, you know, driving around work and everything, and then wrapping up final thoughts and rankings and all that tomorrow night. Sweet 16, 3 I like, and a bubble boy. Fade of the week, sleeper of the week, some gut fill plays, betting top 5 that pop, and 2 long shots. My early one and done, and then we will get out of here and not keep you too long. So Sweet 16 for me, 9K and above. I'll kick it off with Fleetwood. I'll go back to him. I like him. I think he'll be probably top 3 or 4 own, but I still think Scheffler comes in as the highest. I think Rory pushes him. I think there's enough, especially with Rory playing good last week, and really could have won it. He just had a couple, you know, bad moments. And you can say the same about Scheffler, but again, it's $3,000 difference. I think you may start to see the quote unquote casual start going, oof, I don't know if I need to pay $3,000 more for Scheffler. Rory's, you know, right there. Well, he's $4,000 more than Fleetwood. And I think Fleetwood did his normal Fleetwood deal last week, you know, where he charged back a little late. So he kind of backdoored a top 10, but he was still around most of the week, and he rates out solid for me. Have no issues going there. He's finished 20th and 10th the two times he's played here. 4th at Pebble last week. 9th in putting, 2nd in recent form, 13th in course fit. Solid across the board. Definitely like him this week. Cam Young, okay last week, then fell off a little bit, up and down. I'm hoping that keeps people off him because he has a really solid track record here, especially when you tee to green, he's been phenomenal. And some of the key stats I looked at in the deep dive tonight on the course history, he was number 1. And so if he can get the putting rolling, and we've seen improvements on the putting late last year, that, or last year in general, you know, 9,100, I think he's live to win it and certainly be up there in the mix. He's finished 2nd, 20th, and 16th here. Just okay to start the year, 22nd, 41st, and 55th, you know, but I've seen flashes. It's just, you know, a matter of taking the risk on him a little early. I'm hoping that keeps the ownership down. The recent form, and he really hadn't done much, but I like him a lot this week. Cantley, I like the price being 9,300. I think that keeps him down in ownership. He obviously has a tremendous performance here in general. Plays well here. Hasn't won, but always in the mix. 17th, 15th, 4th, 3rd, 33rd. So out of 5 straight years, 33rd was his worst. 14th at Pebble, 13th at Amex. He fired a low round on Sunday. I always like that momentum leading into the next week. Of course, he likes. Don't mind going there for 9,300. Bubble boy for me is Matsu. Man, I feel like we're due. I feel like we've had way too many weeks where we didn't get that Matsu withdrawal, Matsu something mid round or mid tournament. Not that you can predict any of that. He's looked great. So on paper, he's going to be fine, but I think his ownership is going to stay up there because of that. And if he winds up being in that top five, top seven owned, he may be a guy I move off of or only play if I'm going to do 20 or more lineups and keep him out of that three max core. That's the only reason for a bubble boy is kind of ownership. Fourth week in a row. We know his history. He looks good, but probably a little cautious there if he's got the high ownership as well. We'll see how that shakes out. If he's just average ownership, I don't mind taking chances. He'd probably be in 20 max, 50 max stuff for me for sure. It's just more about does he make that 3 max core. So 9K range, Fleetwood 10-3, Young 9,100, Cantley 9,300, Mats, who's the bubble boy at 9,500. 8K range, Knapp 8,600. Probably will be the highest owned in the 8K range. I'll eat that. I'll be different in other places. Looked solid. Fifth, eighth, eighth. Second in par five DK scoring. Seventh in good approach. Fifth in bogey avoidance. Fifth in putting. I guess the one knock would be he's never played here. And probably didn't get the best of conditions to kind of warm up the course or whatever. But the overall form and where he's at and where his game's at and the price, definitely like him this week at 8,600. Fitz, I'll go right back there. Was heavy on him last week. Couldn't get over the hump to kind of make that final push, you know, to get up in that top five type win. But he finished 14th. Still looks solid. Overall, the price didn't go up. You know, 8,400 seems reasonable for him. He played well here back in 2020 and 2021. He did miss the cut in 23 and 24. So mixed results there, I guess. 14th at Pebble, 9th at Waste Management. Stat-wise, 7th in irons, 5th in par 5 DK scoring, 14th in ball striking, 7th in bogey avoidance, 12th in putting. Solid across the board. If we do get a little bit of weather, don't mind him grinding as well. So for 8,400, definitely go back to him. Bobby Mack. He's one that you get that wind and weather. I don't mind boosting him a little bit. 8,200. 15th, the one time he did get to play it in 2022. So I like that he's seen it. He performed well. 37th at Pebble, 38th at Amex. 10th in course fit, 4th in putting. Overall, I like him a lot. 8,200 as well. I like this 8K range in general, which is another reason I probably don't get to much Scheffler because I'd rather mix and match more of this balanced, hybrid balanced lineups. The way things are shaping out. Bubble boy for me has got her up. Really just ownership. I think people maybe took a little bit off last week thinking, can he really keep it up? He was there most of the week. He finished 37th, so not tremendous, but this course should fit him just as well. He's solid across the board. Great price. I think he's, you know, right there with Knapp as who's going to be the highest owned in the range. I would prefer Knapp, all things given. For $200 cheaper if the ownership was equal or close to, but I don't mind Goddard up. I probably don't get to both of them because I think that's a little too much ownership, at least in my 3-max build stuff, you know, big MME stuff, 20, 50 lineups, I probably have them both in. But the ownership side, he's never seen the course either. Is he a little tired? Did the 37th to finish on the weekend kind of show that? Or was that just because he's still been playing strong, so I don't mind going back to him at 8,800 all. Bubble Boys just because of potential ownership and having to put him or Knapp as one of them I like or don't like. More. I like them both, but I didn't want to put both of them in the core when they'll probably be 1 and 2 in ownership in this range. So AK range, Knapp, 8,600. Fitz, 8,400. Bobby Mack, 8,200. Bubble Boy, Goddard up at 8,800. 7K range, go back to Cootie. Didn't perform well for us last week. But the price is still good, especially for the upside there. Stat-wise, he's tremendous across the board. 4th, 13th, 2nd, 18th, 4th, 10th on all six of the major things I'm looking at. A 10th, a 2nd, and an 18th prior to last week's finish. He's played a lot, so I can see that part, but the price and the upside, really, I'm just going to stay on him. At 7,300, I think he can still be right there flirting with that top 15, top 10. He's never played here. I guess that could be one negative if you want to take that. But I don't mind going there at 7,300. Lowry, 7,800. Got to think if you get that cold, windy weather, that would make an advantage to him. He's only played here once as well, a 14th back in 2023. Eighth last week at Pebble, so solid finish for him. With the price, the potential weather, the upside, I like that he has played here and finished well. And I don't know how much ownership he gets. We'll see as a day goes on tomorrow. I can see him one getting steamed up if the weather becomes more and more of a thing. But I like him at 7,800. Harris English, 7,900 is the last one in the, here before the bubble boy. A 12th and a 7th, the last 2 years he played here. He played last year, but I'm just at this course. So two strong finishes. Good start to the year. This will be 5 weeks in a row for him, I think. I guess that could be one negative, but 27th, 22nd, 28th, 24th. So hasn't really broke through to make a run, but he's been solid so far. I don't mind him at all. And I think he's in that 8 to 10% range. Maybe gets up to 12%, but nothing crazy in ownership. Like that a lot at 7,900. And you know, these are guys that are still even tough to pair with. If you go Scheffler in a high 7K range, you don't have, you're going to probably get three 6K range guys. So it, again, people will find a way to play Scheffler and just hope it works out. But, you know, if I think by tomorrow night he's going to be sub 20%, well, then that starts piquing my interest a lot more than if I think he's the highest owned at 25%, 28%. I think I had him, whatever I had him last week, I was within like 0.5%. I almost nailed him dead on. And my ownership in general last week was solid across the board. Bubble boy for me is Day. Done well here the last 2 years, a 9th and a 9th. Pretty good start to the year, a 2nd, a 38th, and a 24th. Probably above average across the board in stats. Nothing sticks out like great, but he's just been solid. Great putter, we know that. 12th in course fit. I don't think his ownership will get out of hand. He just looks solid across the board. Just, you know, average to above average on everything. That's probably the only reason why I have him as bubble boy. There's nothing that just, other than the ninth finish, maybe that gets some buzz for him. You know, if he gets steamed up and Lowry didn't, you know, I'd probably, that'd be why I have him as bubble boy. If Lowry got steamed up and Day was significantly lower, I could flip those two, you know, when I'm looking at MME stuff. Both probably would wind up in a 20 max pool. Or 50, depending on, you know, how many lamps you're doing. But when we're talking about a 3-max type core, you know, I would, between Lowry, English, Day, I don't think English gets a lot of steam, but Lowry or Day, you know, you may have to cut one out of the 3-max pool, and it maybe be who gets steamed up the most there. Maybe neither do, and you can put them both in. But that's the only reason for the bubble boy for him. So 7K range, Cootie, 7,300, Lowry, 7,800, English, 7,900, Day, 7,700. 6K range, kick it off with McGreevy, 6,500. Pretty solid start to the year. Again, the price here makes a lot of sense. Nothing sticks out tremendous, but he does have some good starts to the year. 27th, a 30th, a 48th, a 29th. He did play here in 2023. He missed the cut. I like that he's at least seen the course. 14th in good drives, 21st in par 5 DK scoring, 20th in ball striking, 12th in bogey avoidance. Top third in putting, 22nd in recent form, just enough solid there at this price. Now he may be paired up with Scheffler quite a bit because he makes a lot. He helps Scheffler a decent amount. There's others I think that'll be higher. We'll get to them in a minute. But I don't think I'm going to have much Scheffler. We'll get to that in a second on the fades of the week. But I like him in general. I think in non-Scheffler lineups, he could be 2 or 3% owned. So in a smaller field like this, I definitely like getting to those type of guys. Bridgman, 6,800. We saw the finish last week. I don't think that'll scare many off. You know, he's been playing strong. An eighth place is where he wind up with the bogey last week. 18th before that at Waste. 13th at Amex. He is a guy that I think could get some decent ownership down here in this range. 13th, a good approach. 28th in putting. I still don't think, you know, 5-6% most, but I don't think anything last week scared people off by any means, maybe the way he finished, but I'll certainly go back to him at 6,800. Hisatsune remains cheap. Probably feels the most underpriced on in that range at 6,800. I don't know why. I mean, last 3 weeks, a second, a 10th, and an 8th, you know, across the board in the six stats, main six stats I'm looking at, 9th, 12th, 11th, 16th, 15th, 13th. So he's performing solid. It doesn't seem fluky. The putting, you know, is hit or miss at times, but I feel like he should be in the 7. So 6,800, I think he's one that does get paired up quite a bit with Scheffler. I think he's probably the highest or second highest behind Thigala in the 6K range. So I definitely don't mind going there, especially if you are fading Scheffler, because I think you'll avoid a lot of those dupe or not dupe lineups, but close to similar lineups if you're not playing Scheffler and you do go him. Bubble boy for me, excuse me, is Stevens. He's probably the third out of these, you know, Thigala, him, and Hisatsune and Stevens ownership wise. I think those will be 1, 2, 3. I don't know the exact order, but those three will probably be top three owned. And I think all three of those are going to be mix and match with Scheffler a decent amount. He's been up and down, but decent to start the year. 6th, 30th, 35th, 55th last week. Like I mentioned, I was on him last week. Maybe there's some people that jump off after him bloating him down. I'm not going to. If I was heavy on Scheffler this week, I probably wouldn't. I would watch out where I go in the 6K range to try to be a little different. 8th in stats overall. Putting is probably not as good on POA. You know, that's a small sample size, so take that for what it is. Again, Thigala is the one I'm light on at all three of those. He's obviously not in this for me, the Sweet 16, but if I cut Thigala, say I cut Thigala and Scheffler, then I'm not as worried about playing Stevens and Hisatsune, you know, at a little bit higher ownership. So 6K range, McGreevy, 6,500, Bridgman, 6,800, Hisatsune, 6,800, and then Bubble Boy is Stevens at 6,700. If you are going heavy on Scheffler, I'd be conscious of Hisatsune, Stevens, and Thigala, how you mix and match those in those builds. Fade of the week for me kind of goes back to all that. I'm still going to fade Xander. Closer, looked better. 19th overall. He does have a 4th here 2 years ago, a 13th, a 15th, a 23rd, and 33rd. So he's done decent here. For the price, I'd rather go elsewhere. Similar to last week. I think he's getting closer, but I think I'll fade that because I think he's going to get ownership. I think he'll probably be right up there in that top 5 to top 8 owned. So I don't mind fading that. And then I don't think I'll be on Scheffler. I think I'll fade him again. I faded him last week. If that changes based on stuff I see or hear tomorrow, because I still have him as the highest owned and by a little bit of a decent amount. 4 or 5 percentage points over the next guy. This is my, you know, second run. I'll have 2 more runs tomorrow. So we'll see how things shake out. If the industry starts pushing similar to me, where it's hard to build and in this type of event, feel comfortable with it, and we start thinking he's 17-18%, maybe that can change your mind. And I do think contest matters. I'm much more likely to take a chance on Scheffler in a $25, because I think I can get unique there than, you know, the 200, 300 entry type contest, just to be different. You could go the other way on that as well to say maybe not as many people. I think more people are opt to play Scheffler in the 25, but I think you can build your way in such a different by blocking out a few of the chalk pieces. It's hard to do that at times, but, you know, and we'll get to some of them here in a second, but, you know, you start putting in some Ryan Fox, you know, Clark's right at 7,000, even Bridgman's at, you know, these are all guys in McCarty, you know, 4 or 5%, and you fade, maybe you fade Hisatsune, Stevens, and Thigala in Scheffler builds. I think you really get a lot different in a $25, you know, or a $5, a $3, $1 large field MME. I don't mind that, but in general, as it states tonight, he would be one I'm off on with Xander. Final thoughts, final rankings, all that stuff out tomorrow night, per usual. So we'll see where things shake out then. Sleeper of the week for me is who I just mentioned, Fox. I think this could end up being a pretty decent fit for him. He's not played here. He's coming off back-to-back 24 place finishes. I don't mind him in the weather as well. He's going to be sub 5%, probably sub 4%. So he kind of fits that profile for our sleeper of the week for me, a little bit under the radar. Don't mind taking some flyers on him at 6,500. Some gut feel plays for me. Rory, and that would be if I fully fade Xander. I am fading Xander, but Xander and Scheffler is my full fade. I don't mind getting to Rory. He will be chalky, so keep that in mind. I think he'll be the second highest owned. Him or Fleetwood, they're going to be pretty close. I think it'll be Rory. I think Rory and Scheffler get a lot closer in ownership than they have been personally, with Fleetwood being right there. I think those are the top three, pretty clear to me right now. Griffin, 8,700, kind of been out of the sight, out of mind, hadn't done much. 24th, 28th, 37th here 2 years ago when it was last played here, but still decent across the board. 10th in irons, 19th in approach, 3rd in bogey avoidance, 13th in putting. He can click at any time. I like the price. Sorry, don't mind taking a look at him. Pendritz, 7,200, a lower price guy with some upside. 34th last week, showed a little bit of life. Don't mind looking at him. Straka, 7,800. Burns, 8,900. Kitayama, 7,300. Especially if we think he plays a little tougher, I think Kitayama can hang around. Just okay last week, but he does have some upside there for that price that I like. Scott, who's done well here, won here, 7,900. Gerard, liked him last week. Don't mind going back there. Didn't finish good on the weekend, a 45th, but at 7,200, don't mind that. And then Oberg, where is he? Strong finish last week, showed some life. 8,300 feels really cheap. He's not going to pop in any of your whatever simulations and models and optimizers. And some of that stuff I chuckle at times. I don't know how you simulate golf results, but for a draft, for a DFS stuff, I just seems impossible to me, but I know how they do it mathematically, all that. It's not something I would rely on personally. 19th here 2 years ago, obviously he won at Torrey last year, but 37th last week. And that's with a strong Sunday finish. It's really, are you banking on that momentum? Did he find something at the price? I don't mind taking, a few stabs at him. In 20 max, or if you're doing 50 or more lineups, I don't think he gets in 3 max, but certainly worth a look, maybe to be early than late. I think the ownership will still stay in check. Betting top 5 and pop in 2 long shots for me. I like Cantley at 25, 30, or Young at 30, Fitz 35. Again, always shop around with these. This is just kind of a blend that I have, but there's better in some places, worse in some places. Bobby Mack, 45, Lowry, 65. Two are long shots, Hisasune at 90 and Kitayama at 80. I don't mind those. Probably maybe top 20s. Bridgman helped a lot last week getting inside that top 20 for us. My preliminary one and done, Cam Young, Cantley. Remember, we get a big boy pot this week again. Last year, $4 million to first. Last 2 years, $4 million to first. So pretty good pot there. Almost as much as a major. So I like Cantley. I like Young, like Cantley. I like Fleetwood. I like Fitz. And then I don't mind Scheffler or Rory if you want to go there. Scheffler's certainly on my short list, especially if I just go full fade in DraftKings and go, all right, I'll take him here. I know he's going to, he's probably better fit at Augusta or whatever, but you could get them at lower ownership in the one and done. It's just almost close as the mass, any major. So it's certainly worth taking a look at those guys. But those five guys, 5A, 5B with Scheffler and Rory there, are my preliminary. I have my final out with the final thoughts tomorrow night. Looking forward to the week. A little bit of a cut. I like that. I wish all the signature events was like this. I like a little bit of a, if they're going to keep it as a small field, I don't mind that. It is what it is, but I wish they did have the little cut like they do this week. I'll be back tomorrow. Have all the final thoughts, betting card, all that stuff out tomorrow night. Hope you guys have a great week. Should be a fun one. Pretty much full on golf right now. So if you'd like to join us, Tiger, 30% off everything I said above. Have a great week. We'll talk to you soon.